season is here and everyone is looking forward to getting money back from their tax returns. However, wouldn't it be nice to get $100 back from your cell provider? Announcing Thumb Cellular's $100 Tax Time Sales Event. That's right. Now through Saturday, April 21st, Thumb Cellular is giving $100 of free credit to anyone who upgrades their service or adds a phone to their account. So make the switch to Thumb Cellular, upgrade your service, or add a phone to your account now and get your $100 in free credit. Use it towards a new phone to make it free. Use it for accessories like a Bluetooth headset, car charger, case, and more. A refund where you decide where to spend it. But you have until Saturday, April 21st only. Terms of service apply. So hurry to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
Tonka, the thumb.
We're back at the Huron County Expo Center. 3-0 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Stone Cold does have a power play though, so we'll see. It's a very important power play. Shot goes, the skitter's wide. Number 72 shoots it into the... Seth Geiger shot it into the crease, but there was an offensive player in the crease. That's a no-no. So the faceoff will come outside the blue line, the Harbor Beach blue line. Seth Geiger will take the faceoff. He wins the draw, tries to get it in, but Travis Sessomaker gets hold of it and shoots it down the ice. Going back for it is number 16, Tyler Sohn-Tyfer. He starts out, left wing pass to number 45, McVay. McVay, right wing pass is intercepted at the blue line by Derek Sessomaker, but Geiger keeps it in and goes behind the goal with Derek Sessomaker. Travis and Derek both back there fighting for it. They come up with it, and down the ice it goes. There will be no icing as the Pirates are shorthanded. Number 40, Kristen Rogenbach, goes in the forecheck, and she comes out the puck, almost comes away with it.
Almost coming with a goal, too.
Yeah, very, 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 very lucky there. Puck goes back into the Stone Cold zone so they can get reorganized. It comes to center. The shot in at the blue line doesn't actually get in, and Travis Estimaker gets a hold of it at the red line. He skates up the right side, gets checked along the boards by number 16, Tyler Sohn-Tyfer. They battle in the boards. Travis Estimaker in there with number 36, Cody Stokin. They fight for it. And they'll call it too many players, no movement.
Lost the puck.
The puck actually snuck underneath the board. So since the puck was lost, we'll have a face-off in the Stone Cold zone. We have 51 seconds left in the penalty. We have 3 minutes and 36 seconds left in the second period. And the Pirates continue to hold on to a 3-0 lead. Ashton Rogenbuck will take the faceoff for Harbor Beach. They tie it up at the center. Number 92 gets hold of it. Shane Stokin, and he tries to play it up the boards, and it goes out through the boards where number 25 tries to break out Mark Amon. He can't. Shimka keeps it going, though, up to Nick Crotch on the right side. He goes to Amon in the center. The puck's laying in the crease, and they knock the net off the goal. That is an immediate stoppage in play. Number 25, Mark Amon, had an opportunity there, but he couldn't get a shot off. So the faceoff will come outside. Yep, outside the Harbor Beach blue line. They rule that a Stone Cold player was responsible for dislodging them. Rogenbuck wins the faceoff. The puck goes all the way down to the blue line where Shemkin corrals it. Right wing pass goes right by Amon and goes down the ice, and they're not going to call an icing. Derek Estimaker has the puck behind the goal. He's just going to slap it down the ice, and all the way it goes. Still 18 seconds left in the penalty. Number 74, Austin Seaman, goes in the forecheck, comes up with the puck. Seaman still has it in the corner, fighting with three other players. Oh, it just missed. A centering pass to Ashton Rogenbuck. Puck comes out to center. Travis Estimaker, Derek fights for it. Shimka throws it in. Crotchin goes in after it. But it looks like the puck will go all the way down the ice again. This may be icing as the penalty was over. Yes, it was. Well, they come up empty on the power play.
Yep.
They almost gave it away twice in their own zone on that. The forecheckers for Harbor Beach have been really speedy tonight. 2 minutes, 39 seconds left in the second period. The faceoff in the Harbor Beach zone. Number 72 will take the faceoff. Seth Geiger against number 24, Travis Estimaker. And the puck comes out to center. Sohn-Tyfer chases it down with Wehner. He gets by them. But Booth comes up with the puck, and he keeps it going. He flips it back into the offensive zone. Puck comes out in front. It bounces around. Number 13, Sean Rogenbach, keeps it in play, puts it back. Wehner chases it down in the corner with Sohn-Tyfer. Number 13, Sean Ruggenbach keeps it in, but it goes to number 16, Tyler Stonecipher. Stonecipher plays it to 72, Seth Geiger, and he plays it in. There's a shot by 72. Seth Geiger just goes wide. He cranked it up, but he couldn't get it on goal. We're going to have an icing call against Harbor Beach. A little breakout there, but not accurate shot.
Nope.
We have 2 minutes exactly left in the second period. Looks like Crotchin will take the faceoff for Stone Cold. Ashton Rogenbuck for the Pirates in the Pirates' defensive zone. And the faceoff is won by Harbor Beach. They throw it out to center ice. Going back for it is Cody Stokin. He gets it, just plays it to center where number 74, Austin Seaman, has it. He comes in offside. Apparently, Ashton Rogenbuck had not cleared the zone, so we'll have an offside call. Faceoff will be at the blue line of Stone Cold. We still have a minute and 51 seconds to go. Ashton Rogenbuck take the faceoff. And we're off. Puck is dropped. It goes to the side where it's come up by Stone Cold. Stone Cold breaks out. They break across the blue line. And number seven, Amon. Joey Amon tries to break it in. Shemka keeps it in. They rule it was okay, so it goes into the corner. And the puck is finally slapped down the ice and out of the zone where number 57, Kaiser, has it. Kaiser can't get going. It goes back to the defense. Number 19, Kendall Beckler. Beckler throws it in. Seaman goes in after it. Seaman manages to do some little forechecking, but number seven, Joey Amon, tries to come out with, he's forechecked by Ashton Rogenbuck. No call there. Looked like it might be a potential trip.
Yep.
Kaiser and Seaman are coming in. There's a shot. Oh, goes into the corner. Nice save by the goaltender there. Puck's played up to the point and kept in by Beckler. Beckler can't keep it in, though, and Rogenbuck has to corral it. And then Stonecipher, Shemka will come in and shoots it into the zone. Can't keep it in the zone. Shemka couldn't. So he has to wait for his teammates to get onside. They do. He shoots it in, and it's played by the defense. Shemka at center ice misses it. It goes all the way down the ice. There'll be no icing. Number 92 goes to get it. Shane Stokin. Stokin to Crotchin. Crotchin gets it past Melissa Rogenbuck. And number 25, Mark Amon, tried to come up with it, but he gets checked on the boards. But Crotchin follows up. He sends it to Stokin on the side. Amon goes in. He gets a chance. He gets checked immediately by Derek Essenmaker, and the puck goes to the corner. Number 25, Mark Amon, in the corner, being checked by Beckler. They fight. And coming out with this Harbor Beach, it goes, it stays in. Now it comes out. Crotchin has to wait for his teammates to get onside. They do, and the puck is shot in, but immediately shot back down the ice. It looks like it's going to be an icing call, almost on goal, but not quite.
Almost.
7.5 remaining seconds in the second period. Still a 3-0 lead for Harbor Beach. What's the third period strategy when you're trailing 3-0?
Shoot and play a lot of defense.
Shoot and play defense. Well, they got 7.5 seconds to make a statement. We'll see what happens. Geiger will take the faceoff for Stone Cold. And he wins the faceoff. Brown gets at the point, comes in deep, tries to get it back to Stonecipher. That doesn't work. He still got it in the corner. Oh, it comes out. But it skitters harmlessly behind the goal off of Jesse Rogenbuck, and the second period is over. After two periods,
school students, always be a winner with the world's number one photographer, TSS Photography in Ubley. Jerry and Deborah Ozentoski and TSS Photography can take outstanding photos for your sports, graduation, or whatever event you desire. TSS Photography has a quick turnaround time, a proven system for the perfect picture, hassle-free with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. TSS Photography does many Thumb Area School Sports Program picture days. Whether it's football, soccer, basketball, golf, track, local hockey, and more, you're always a winner with TSS Photography of Ubley.
It's finally warming up outside. Do you know where your spring garden tools and supplies are? Thumb Hardware and Appliance, your do-it-best store in Elkton, has everything you need to get outside and start working in your yard. Rakes and shovels, garden seeds and hoses, and so much more. All at prices you can afford. Ready to give those walls a nice fresh coat of paint? Thumb Hardware and Appliance has everything you need to make your painting project easy and clean up a snap. Thumb Hardware and Appliance in downtown Elkton. Spring is on the way.